today we're going to be talking about side B. I want to introduce you to my side B, as many of us may need to introduce people to our side B. What I mean by that is a lot of people may want to see us as that person we were before, treat us as such, and that's fine because they don't see us as this new person. So I feel like a helpful thing to do is to reintroduce ourselves how we want to be treated, how we want our day to look like, what we want, what we expect. It is really time for us to not settle. You can't settle. Settle is hurting you. You've settled and you've allowed people to be them for so long that now you've lost who you are and you don't recognize you anymore. So now there's a battle of who I want to be and who I think I am. So let's introduce everybody to side B. So let's start moving how we feel. Let's move accordingly, because we don't owe anybody anything. If people leave us because we speak our truth, then they weren't meant to be with us anyway. In my side B, I want to create a comfortable space. So in my comfortable space, it's going to be Royalties Creations Arc. And in that, I'm going to have something called Grace's Corner. In Grace's Corner, we talk about it. We talk about everything. We talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, the in-between, the things that family wanted to keep out, the things that were swept under the rug. Because I have something about that too. I have an episode I want to do about that. How much can we sweep under the rug before we trip over it? Come on, cousins, let's talk about it. Because that's what we was told. Even if you wanted to talk about it, so many times as a kid, you may have felt like you couldn't speak your truth or you couldn't go to the adult for what you needed. And that's how we grew up. And that's how it was. And now that we see things different or our perspective has changed, it's almost like something wrong with us. Ain't nothing wrong with us. It was not a manual to how to survive life or how to move about accordingly. It wasn't a manual. It wasn't a manual for how to be a parent. It wasn't a manual to how to live when something has happened to you. There are no manuals in life. And if we can create something or if we can come up with a plan, I don't want to do this by myself, but if we can come up with something so that we can help those after us, because there was not a blueprint for us. We've moved about life and we've tried to figure it out. We've made mistake after mistake. We've done things, we've tried things, and it still has not worked. So what's the difference? What's the change? So for me, I want to introduce myself. Introduce you to side B, where no, I'm not that childhood nickname. I don't move the same. I'm not her. I'm a grown adult woman, and I may move different. I may talk different. I may walk different. You may not see me as the same person you knew before, and that's okay, because I don't want to see you as the same person you was yesterday. So for me, I think an issue that I have that most people may not is I see myself renewed every day. I may have messed up yesterday, last night, but when I rise, it's a new me and I move like that. And I think I'm to fault for that because most people don't move like that. So if I messed up yesterday, when I wake up, it's a new day for me. I don't charge that against myself and I move accordingly, and most people don't. And that's fine until people can get to that point. But in that, with me saying that, I do want to continuously say how I feel, move accordingly, even if it's not according to how someone else would move. Because if this is what's comfortable for me, then I have to do that. I want this to be a safe space. I want to create a space where we can come and we can talk about anything. We can learn together. We can grow together. Let's come up with ways to make money and not work a 9-to-5 for someone else. Let's break generational curses. Let's speak to that child inside of us that has never grown up from that hurt. Let's speak to that broken adult. Because there are some things that we need to talk about, like cousin, friend, queen, goddess, whatever you want to be called in this day and age. It's some stuff that we need to talk about that we haven't. We need to ugly cry for real, for real. Like, we really need to cry. We need to get it out. We need to snot and sniff. All of that. It's time. It really is. If you ready, I'm ready. It's time for a change. It has to happen. And I really think that the time is now. So if you're ready like I'm ready, let's tap in and let's do this together. Let's hold each other accountable and let's get it.